The home stretch. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections coming down to the wire, President Biden appearing at a rally in Philadelphia in support of Pennsylvania Democratic U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman and gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro. Here's the president promoting his student loan relief program.
We provided $10,000 in student debt relief. And another $10,000 if you got a Pell Grant. No one under 20 have to be making less than 25 a year, and 90% of that money goes to people earning less than $75,000 a year.
Republicans say the president did not have the legal right to forgive student loans and that it will raise taxes. The program has been temporarily halted in the courts. Former President Obama also speaking at the rally. And at a rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, Saturday, for Republican Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz and gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano, former President Trump denouncing the Biden administration's economic policies.
Inflation is costing the typical household nearly $800 every single month. Congratulations. Who the hell voted for these people? What are we doing?
It's not known if there's a winner of Saturday night's record $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot. The numbers are 28, 45, 53, 56, and 69. And red Powerball, 20. The Houston Astros defeating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1 in Game 6 of the World Series to win the title Saturday night. It's the Astros' second win in six seasons. And remember to set your clocks back 1 hour when they hit 2 a.m. local time, as Standard Time returns. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, the social media giant's blue checkmark now comes with a price. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the details.
For $8 a month, Twitter users can now subscribe to a service which includes the blue checkmark, which up until now had been used to indicate a verified account. It's the latest change in just over a week since Elon Musk took over Twitter. On Friday, he laid off half of the company's 7,500 staff members, claiming he had no choice, saying Twitter is losing $4 million a day. Twitter is also losing advertisers who may be worried about possible offensive content due to Musk's stated commitment to free speech. United Airlines is the latest to pause ads, joining General Motors, REI, General Mills, and Audi.
Twitter co-founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey said in a statement Saturday that he is to blame for Saturday's firings because he grew the company too quickly. An investigation launched into the deaths of five people in a Maryland home. Fox's Samantha Liebman reports.
A call of a shooting in the Washington, D.C. suburb of La Plata Friday led police to the bodies of five adults inside a Windflower Drive home. According to a preliminary investigation, the suspect, ID'd as Andre Sales, came and killed his ex-girlfriend, her brother, mother, and another man. Then he turned the gun on himself. According to Fox 5 D.C., the ex-girlfriend was identified as 21-year-old Sarah Mann. Police said two young children were initially unaccounted for, but later found safe at a different location. It's unclear if the children are related to the victims or the suspect.
In college football, number one Georgia defeating number two Tennessee 27-13. Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett threw for two touchdowns and ran for one as well. Georgia now positioning itself to move into the top spot in next week's college football playoff ranking. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.